Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the second epistle of Peter, chapters 1 to 3. God will deliver us if we stay true to our calling. We read in 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 like this. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. Apostle Peter wrote his second general epistle to all the believers in order to remind them of their need to stay true to their faith in Christ and to be established in the present truth of the gospel. Through this, he wanted to stir up their pure minds by way of reminder so that they would be ever mindful of the words that were spoken to them earlier by the prophets and apostles and stay true to their calling. In the course of justifying his arguments, Peter points out to three examples of apostates in the past who did not stay true to their calling, and as a result of which God did not spare them from their righteous judgments. 1. The angels in heaven who sinned against God. 2. The ungodly people in the ancient world. And 3. The wicked people dwelling in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. The implications of these three examples is clear. God will surely judge the wicked and deliver the righteous. God is in full control of all events, and He delivers the godly out of their trials. Let us have no doubt that God will deliver us if we stay true to our calling. Today our steps are ordered by God, and He will not allow us to be utterly cast down even if we fall, for God upholds us with His hand. God knows the godly and will deliver them, as He knows the ungodly and will judge them. It is His desire that every Christian believer be able to appear before Him in purity. So let us persevere in godliness and stay true to our calling, knowing fully well that this is the safest place that we can be.